Welcome everyone to this week's ePray. Our theme this month is unity and community. We will begin our time together with the welcoming prayer written by Father Thomas Keaton. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I welcome everything that comes to me today because I know it's for my healing. I welcome all thoughts, feelings, emotions, persons, situations, and conditions. I let go of my desire for power and control. I let go of my desire for affection, esteem, approval, and pleasure. I let go of my desire for survival and security. I let go of my desire to change any situation, condition, person, or myself. I open to the love and presence of God and God's action within. Amen. Today we will be reading from 1 Peter 4, 8-9. As I read the scripture, let's turn our thoughts quietly towards the Lord, asking Him to open our hearts and ears to His voice and word. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. We are able to show one another deep love because we have received the deepest of loves from God. I take a few moments to become more aware of God's presence with me right now. I picture Him lovingly and attentively looking at me as I look back at Him. Where do I need to be reminded of God's love for me? Where is His love meeting me today? Living life close to one another in deep community is transformational. How am I deeply loving those around me? How am I receiving this deep love from those around me? As we reread this passage, let's think of one person in our life who needs to hear this word, who needs God's love and compassion right now. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. As I think about the youth I serve, who needs a meal or a place to stay? What needs do I see in my community? Who is God inviting me to journey with this month? May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We end this time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will, place me with whom you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praise for you or criticize for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer, you are mine, and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.